I was on RT yesterday to talk about the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe's speech and tensions with China. We had to cram it all in under 2 minutes, but the interview was actually longer, and I thought I would give it to you uncensored with the details. It's not that they were censoring the content, it was more the time. They told me the amount of time I had, and I did go over it. But you still get the benefit of hearing what I wanted to say anyway, which is the benefit of not having anybody pay me means I don't have a boss or any rules or time constraints, so you guys can get the full interview right now.
International. Ryan, good to see you. Thanks for joining us. What do you think, sir, behind the Prime Minister's statements?
Well, the way he sold it to the public was to bolster security for smaller states such as Vietnam and the Philippines. And this is coming after a revolt in Vietnam against Chinese factories, which two of which were burned and then 16 people were killed. So the timing came, but his real concerns are not to help them with their own border disputes. It's in Japan's own interest with its own border disputes with China. China is being a bully, trying to claim every island in the South China Sea. However, when you really look at it, it's all about weapon sales and arms shipments. They already shipped 10 patrol ships to promise to the Philippines. Three have been delivered, and they're sending more to Vietnam and also to Indonesia. And these will be purchased with aid that Japan gave to these same nations as part of Abe's Abenomics plan. And then they bought two Global Hawks yesterday and moved them to Misawa and Aomori, which is just south of Hokkaido, from the United States. And that's what's really going on.
So, Ryan, I mean, certainly these are issues you won't hear on the mainstream media. Very worrying, as you say, regarding the whole arms shipments ideas. How concerned do you think we should be these tensions could turn into something more serious in the region, particularly when you talk about such a prevalence of weapons?
Yeah, as I said, we already had people killed in Vietnam over riots for these issues, and they need to be talking and having dialogue about these island disputes. But every side is just full of ego and ignoring it and bringing up things from World War II even to fight about and argue about, and they're not listening. And Shinzo Abe and his party and the Unity Party under it have been talking about amending the Constitution of Japan, Article 9, which already is being ignored greatly because Japan's defense force is definitely a military. It's the sixth largest military expenditure in the world. They have a huge navy, a huge air force, but they have been prevented from selling armaments and joining in conflicts such as in Afghanistan or Iraq for the U.S. They can sell patrol ships and Coast Guard type vessels, but not what he really wants to sell. And that's his real agenda, is to amend Article 9, which I think would be a disaster. Nobody would anticipate an actual war between Japan and China. That would be insane. But these things never happen on purpose. The way they're playing chicken with 10 meters, I think, of separation between the last of flight conflict and boats nearly ramming into each other, all it will take is one accident like that where each thinks the other's going to turn, and you could have a much greater conflict.
Now, Ryan, you talk about suddenly this, I suppose, beneath the surface brewing of tensions in the regions, but America's got its sixth naval fleet also in the South China Sea. Perhaps America could then help to quell these tensions.
Well, of course, the U.S. has a military presence in the area. You can imagine my lack of shock. Rarely does that quell tensions, it usually does the opposite. That's what you just saw. Abe just got back from North Korea, where he's lifting sanctions, and you know what he's going to be selling him there. But the last time, every time they bring up Senkaku or Diu or Takeshi or any of these island disputes, the U.S. comes in and they sell to Okinawa, to themselves and bases through Japan, lots of Boeing and Lockheed weaponry. And the U.S. supports the Japanese in this unquestionably. Even if the Japan might be right about some of its island disputes, that's not in the U.S.'s interest. The U.S. interest is to sell armaments and to contain China at any cost. They do that globally.
All right, political blogger Ryan Dawson, thanks for joining us here on RT International today.
Thank you.